Okay, this is Megan Randall with Rock All Photography Music Magazine, and I'm here with Derek Messer of the Dallas-based band Messer. Welcome to Queen City, Derek.
I love it. Thank you guys for having us on.
Yeah. So I know that you guys did over 100 shows last year.
Yes.
Is this your first time in Ohio, or did you make it out this way?
No, we've actually played Ohio a few times.
Awesome.
Alrosa, we played in Columbus, we played in... a few places. We played the other night, where was the place at? Mansfield?
Mansfield. That's a great venue.
Yeah, we played a few places here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. We were through Columbus, I believe Columbus, with Red and Lacey Sturm, and then I believe we came through with Nonpoint as well. So
awesome.
It's good times. We love Columbus. We love Ohio, I mean.
So... I was reading up on your guys' background, and you guys just got together in 2018, but you guys have a very wide variety of music backgrounds. How does that influence your sound?
Well, it definitely plays a big part of it. We all come from different backgrounds in music. You know, we all listen to different stuff, you know, probably on a daily basis. But I think that helps because we all contribute our piece to the puzzle. And it works that way, you know. Mm-hmm. If you all listen to the same thing, it's not going to be that good, I don't think.
You know? Got to have the variety in
exactly.
There.
Exactly.
Yep. Totally. So, I was reading through a lot of your song lyrics and stuff, because it's something that I like to do.
Awesome.
And I noticed that, a lot of your song lyrics are very personal. Do you guys collaborate on writing the songs, or is it focused on, one or two people?
No, we do. It's all of our lives, our life stories. We have a producer / co-writer that we've worked with since the beginning, and his name's Chad Gendison out of Silver Lake, right outside of LA, and we met him playing a show one time in LA on Sunset, I think Cat Club or somewhere. He came up to me after the show and was like, I don't know what your plans are, cancel them, you're staying at my house, we're going to make a hit song, and yada, 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 and the rest is history. So
that's awesome.
That's awesome. So which typically comes first for you guys, lyrics, or is it the song first and you plug the lyrics in as it fits?
Sometimes it's something, will definitely kind of jar you and you'll see something in life or something maybe affects your life that may spur it. But sometimes, it's just sitting around with a couple acoustics and strumming out some chords and finding a good melody you like too, So we approach it all different.
Okay.
Every song has its thing.
Cool. So one of the things that really stood out to me for you guys as a band is your videos are all very cinematic.
Yes.
And extremely well done.
Yes,
I love
them. Yes.
So is this a particular interest for somebody in the band or some of your members, or where does that inspiration come from?
Well, we wanted to basically take our album quality, the sound of our album, and bring it to a live show. And we also wanted that to cross over to the video world. We want it to be something that people leave and go, oh my gosh, I just saw something that was really... cutting edge, more so than just, fly of the mill, let's all jam on railroad tracks, what I mean? So that's kind of what we do, we try to make it as spectacular as possible.
Yeah, I really liked how a lot of them were telling an actual story, as opposed to, like you said, just guys on a stage and crowd shots. No, I really love that.
Yeah.
So that brings me to, if we're seeing that from the videos, what can we expect with you guys on the stage? What kind of live show do you guys bring?
We try to go high energy as we can, it's, a little tight stage tonight, but we've toured with Pop People before all through Canada, so it's going to be a fun night. We're still going to try to bring as much energy as we can in the allotted space we have. So
awesome. So back to the videos. I watched Save Myself. Whose dog is that? That dog is adorable.
Oh, and Save Myself. That was, the little poodle was Kenny's. That was our dog. And the saddest thing, two tours ago, our last show was up in Boise, Idaho, and he passed away right after the show. And it made a long ride home. That was really, really sad. But his memory's strong with us. It's in the videos. And, we love him and miss the little guy dearly. But he was such an iconic part of Messer, because he toured with us everywhere.
What was his name?
That one was, hold on, because he had another one, too. Yeah, what do we call this? We had, five different names for them for him.
I'm sure he had
Yeah, it's slipping my mind right now. Yeah, it
That's
is.
Cool. I'm sure you'll come.
Yeah.
So we're coming up on one year.
Oscar.
Yeah.
Because his other one was, it was from Star Wars. His other one was from Star Wars. So this one's Oscar.
Cute.
Yeah.
So we're coming up on a year since your debut album released, the self-titled Messer album. How has this year been for you guys?
It's been a roller coaster. It's been fun. You know, people are definitely catching on to the album. You know, we've had this is our third single off it now that's climbing in the charts. It debuted at, I think, 34 on the Billboard charts. So we've been very lucky and very blessed, and we're excited to see where the rest of the year takes us, you know.
Any crazy tales from the road that you'd like to share?
You know, we try to have crazy shows every, you know, stories every show. So, I mean, there's always fun stuff. I mean, we, you know, most of our stuff is captured and put on YouTube, so.
Yeah. Well, I saw you guys were at the laundromat last night.
Yeah, we laundromat, doing, you know, whatever. We started to do a bunch of cooking shows. Cooking is one of my favorite things to do besides sing. So, anytime we get a chance, we show the world how to, you know, throw down some food and cook it Messer style. Last night we did our first tour bus episode, so it should be pretty fun.
Okay, cool. I'll have to check that one out. So I know that you guys are really high energy, and you're always trying to push the envelope as what defines modern rock. What's next for you guys?
You know, we're about to go back in and do some more recordings. We got some new ideas that we're throwing around, and you know, these days you have such a short lifespan on an album. You know, I mean, it's like we have so many great songs on this album that may not get, you know, shown to the world as of yet. People may have to find them organically, but you know, my favorite song on the album that I wanted to release first hasn't even been released yet.
That
was called Everything Beautiful.
That's
the one that I wanted first, but you know, you just have such a short time span these days with albums, with radio, you know. So if this one does as well as we're hoping it does, you know, we may be able to push that one out. If not, we're going to go back in the studio and try to get something fresh out in 2020.
Cool.
Let everything else be found organically through the internet, like everyone does. So,
well, thank you so much for meeting with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
We'll be sure. I usually do audio and